It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're live from Troy Memorial Stadium at the 2023 Track Regional Finals, featuring a number of events with the Fort Recovery Runners in. This is Greg Lefevre along with Drew Mollenkamp. How you doing, Drew?
How's it going, Greg? Thanks for having me on.
Good. We are very close to starting the first event with Fort Recovery people in. We have started it off with a bang. The ones that we haven't been able to broadcast on Tuesday night, the girls 4x800 qualified for state, taking the fifth spot, which was the bonus one. It's top four in each event go on to state, and then they take the best two times beyond that. And the girls picked up that fifth spot, and they are moving on to Columbus next Friday, I believe. And then a little earlier today, the field events took place. The only one we had out there today was Mara Pearson, and Mara blew away the field. She long jump is her, that's her event.
That is Mara's event.
That is Mara's event, and she controlled it. She won with a jump of 18 feet 2 3/4 inches. The next closest one was 17 feet 6 3/4. A girl from Lehman and a girl from LCC. So Mara won by 8 inches, which in long jump is a pretty good distance. So
not even close to her best either.
Yeah,
19 1/2 inch. That is top two in the state if she can hold that coming up next week.
Absolutely. You know, again, you never know, but that even her jump today, that 18 feet 2 3/4, would probably put her on the podium for sure at state level. So
super impressive.
She's moving on. She'll be up here later after the 4x1 relay that she's going to be involved in. So, but first up for Fort Recovery, we've, as said, I think there's 10 events that we're in, but the first event coming up is the girls 1600 meter. Ellie Will Jr. will be running that, the 1600 meter. For those of you guys who don't know, that's basically 1 mile. Drew, did you ever run that?
The mile?
Yeah.
A couple times.
Okay.
It's not my area of expertise, but.
So from what I remember, Ellie is seated about 7th. So she's going to have to make up a little bit of time. She's got to get to the top four again if we're going to move her on to state. We are joined by Mr. Robbie Lefevre as well. We'll get a headset for Robbie here. Oh, and I just lost my papers.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked.
So again, Ellie Will getting prepared here for the 1 mile. And then as soon as Ellie finishes, we'll be going right into the 1 mile for the boys, and that will be with Trevor Heitkamp. And Trevor, I think, is seated 3rd, if I remember correctly. In the 1 mile, he's seated number 1 in the 2 mile. But Ellie's got a little work to do to get up to the top 4 spots. Robbie, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yep, let's get your mic on. Now we go. You good?
Yep.
There we go. Now we hear Robbie. We got Robbie in to talk about sprints and relays, and Drew in to talk about the middle distance, which we've got a number of those guys running today. So let's do a rundown real quick. We've got Ellie Will running at 7:05. So in 3 minutes, Ellie will be running the 1600 meter, the 1 mile. Trevor Heitkamp will follow that up immediately following at 7:15. He'll be running the 1 mile as well. And they start these on exact times. So if you guys have to step away, it is exact times that they start. It's not just how fast they're ready. It is an exact time. So, again, Ellie Will at 7:05, Trevor Heitkamp at 7:15. Then we'll move into the 4x100 for the girls. That group will include Kiana Matsuda, Paige Guckenbeller, Anna Reisner, and Mara Pearson. Again, Mara just got done winning the long jump. So Mara, actually, I think she had the three longest jumps overall, and she passed on her last two jumps because she had already surpassed where anybody else was going to get to at that point in time. So she just passed on the last ones to save her legs because they've got high hopes for the 4x1. They think the 4x1's got a legit shot, and so she wanted to save her legs and be ready for that one. So that was at 7:25. 7:35, Anna Reisner in the 400 meter. That's going to be probably the toughest one of the day because Anna's got to go back-to-back, basically. There's a guy's 4x100 in between, but she's just going to have rest of about 5 minutes, and then she's got to come back out and run the 400 meter. So it's a tough back-to-back for Anna. Robbie or Drew, do you guys back-to-back? How bad is it?
You'd have to ask Robbie on that one. He's pretty good at that.
I never ran the 400. I can't run a 400 with an hour of rest. So I don't know about 10 minutes. But, Drew, you can speak on the 400 a little bit.
So when I ran for Mac, I actually did run the mile. And then a little bit later, I had to run the 800. Probably 15 minutes rest. But that was brutal. That was really tough. It's no fun going back to back in any event. It doesn't matter what you run.
Yeah,
that's gonna be really tough.
In the 400, I've always heard is one of the most brutal races because it's basically a sprint for one lap around the track. It's just grueling and enduring. I can remember Cassidy Martin running that going to state, and she was just dead as soon as that race was over. So again, Anna Reisner at 7:35. Kiana Matsuda, so she actually has to do not quite a back-to-back. So she's the next up at the 300-meter hurdles. The 300-meter hurdles, Robbie, you can speak to that one. That one kills your legs, if I remember correctly.
It's not really that bad. So you don't hit your lactic acid threshold, so it's just an all-out sprint. And you don't feel it until after you're done. So hopefully she can, make that back-to-back and do it pretty well here.
Yep. And then at 8:15, Natalie Brunswick will run the 3,200 meter, which is the 2 mile. And again, I think she's seated in the top five, if I remember correctly. We'll check that and verify. And then Trevor Heitkamp will run the 3,200 meter in the boys at 8:30. And then at 8:45, we'll finish the night with the 4x400. And again, Kiana Matsuda again, Ellie Will, Megan Diller, and Anna Reisner. So Anna and Kiana both have three races tonight. They're going to be the ones that are, their legs are going to be pretty tired, although Trevor's also got the mile and the 2 mile tonight. But if those of you guys who know Trevor, he runs, 9 miles in the morning just as a warm-up. So I think his legs will be ready.
I see him running everywhere all the time.
We see him running out by our house, 3 miles outside of town. So
yeah,
I think if anybody can handle it, Trevor can handle it.
He's a hard worker, that's for
absolutely
sure.
So we are according to our clocks, at that 7:05 mark. You can see the girls lined up on the track. There are two in each lane, so there's 16 girls. There's no prelims in the mile and the 2 mile. You can't ask those kids to run a mile and then turn around and run another mile. So you've got all 16 girls out on there, two per lane. I'm assuming the higher seed gets the inside and the lower seed gets the outside on that. I see Ellie is...
she's lane 8B. She's on the far end.
On the far top side. So she at least gets to go out front because she's on that top side.
She's got 100 meters to that stagger there. So she can come down by the cones.
So if you want to go, she's in third place right now. But the... lane 8 gets to start out front, so now they get waterfall?
Waterfall, yeah, whatever you want to call it. Yep.
Everybody fades down to the inside of the track to try to take the shortest distance. So she settled into fourth place, correct?
That is correct.
I'm seeing her in fourth place. She looks fine. There's maybe 5 yards in front of them running together, and then the pack is pretty much right behind her, and the pack is kind of catching up to her, so she's now kind of part of that pack, but still in the front of it. So we'll call her.
In that front pack, we got Margaret Hemmelgarn from Minster, who's got a 5:23, so that's going to be the time to beat probably today.
Yep, we're trying to see from this distance if we can tell the names and the numbers out there. Again, Ellie's holding on to about fourth place. She's running kind of not on the base of the track, but she's running on the kind of the second lane, if you will. It looks like she's falling back to fifth place at this point in time. So one lap around the track complete, which is 400 meters. So they've got four laps to go. So at the quarter point, we'll call it. She was at the fourth to fifth place mark. right now. She's kind of settling back a little. Eighth place, is that? Nope, seventh place. Seventh place. Looks fine.
Yeah.
We don't know if she likes to run kind of that middle of the pack and then kick it in on the end. Let's hope that. Did I see her just take a little stumble, though?
Yeah, she's going to have to get going here. She wants to be top four.
Yep. Yep, she's kind of falling back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. She's in 10th place at this point in time, so she kind of fell back. She stumbled coming around the third turn on the second lap. But now she's settled back in down on the lower end of the track. Girl from Botkins looks like she is leading.
She's the top seed.
And then the girl from Minster, as Drew said, is in second. And I'm going to go by colors. It's either got to be Layman, maybe Marion Local. So again, I asked Trevor. I didn't get a chance to talk to Ellie beforehand. I asked Trevor about what his strategy would be. And he said he wants to go out hard and try to get out front and be in front of everybody right off the bat. Again, some people like to lead the pack, and other people like to catch and chase the pack to know where you are. Trevor seems to want to go out fast.
Yeah, and I love that strategy. Trevor's one of those guys where he really excels in that last part of a distance type race.
That stumble might have hurt her. It looks like she's not running the way she was before.
Yeah, I agree. She's kind of fallen back. Wonder if she hurt something in that stumble. Because she is back in, would have to be 15th place at this point in time.
Yeah.
Nope. Sorry, there's a couple back there. So 13th place. So after two, she's back in 13th place. So she's going to have to kick it up quite a bit. And she's probably, what, about a quarter of a lap behind the leaders at this point?
A good 100 meters.
Yeah.
Girl from Botkins continues to lead. What's
Elena Mann? She's got top seed of 517. And then Margaret Hemmelgarn and Minster right behind her. Approaching the last lap here, about 300 to go. Ellie Will still in 12th. Got a long way to go.
So while we've got a chance, we'll talk about some of the other events that have already taken place. Drew, do you got...
Yeah, I can pull this up.
We started with the 300-meter hurdles.
We got the 100-meter hurdles.
The 100-meter hurdles. That's right.
I believe there was a Grace Moeller from Marion Local who ended up getting fourth. So she will be advancing to state here next week. The top seed with a 14.65 from Temple Christian. I believe that's all of the local schools. There's a Ariel Heikamp from Fort Laramie. He got six. She's not going to quite make it.
So here comes the final home stretch. The girl from Botkins is out to about a 10-meter lead. Girl from Minster fell back to fourth, but that's still qualifying. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th. Again, I think Ellie's in that 12th spot. So Ellie's a junior, so she's going to have one more year to make a run at state.
Like Robbie said, there was that stumble there in that second lap. I wonder if that's part of the reason why she didn't quite hold on this race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She looked like she stumbled pretty good.
She's a few seconds off of her seed time from last week, too. So, you know, that wasn't her best performance. And she's coming back at 8:45 for the 4x4, so we'll see her run again.
Yep. That's good for her. And hopefully she's not hurt of any sort. And maybe she's saving it once she knew that she wasn't going to qualify here. Maybe she's saving her legs for a little bit later. So, one event down. Mark that one down as Ellie, I think, coming in 12th. So she's not going to move on. I think Trevor's got high hopes. And I think we all have high hopes for Trevor.
I'm excited to watch him run. That's for sure.
Let's look up. Can we look at what seed? Where does Trevor fit into this? A little hard the way they put it up there.
Looks like he is the fourth seed, so he should be competitive to move on here. There's three people in that 4:33 range, though. So it's going to be a very tight race between him and two other guys for that fourth spot.
The race for fourth is going to be something to watch here. Got a guy from Enzonia, Matthew Lee, with a 4:33. Like Robbie said, we have at least three or four 4:33s. So it's going to be an interesting race.
And the top seed in this one will be Kellen Reichert
from Jackson Center.
Jackson Center.
4:27. Not a bad time coming into regionals. I expect that to get a little bit lower here today.
So he, if I remember correctly, he had the other best time in the 3200 as well.
Oh, is that right?
So I think he and Trevor are going to see each other twice here today.
Conditions are really nice right now. Very pleasant. A little bit of wind.
Yeah. I think it was reading 1.8, so these are just barely wind legal times.
What's the cutoff?
2.0.
Is it?
Yeah. So explain that so people understand what that means.
So, it means that they have a... Actually, it might be a headwind. I'm not sure if it's headwind or a backwind. But 2.0 is the maximum legal limit.
Should be a backwind, looking at the flag.
2.0 meters per second is the maximum legal tailwind that you can have for a time to be counted towards as wind legal. And so it looks like... That looks like a headwind here for the... earlier events at 1.8, so any headwind is legal, obviously.
So while we got a little time, I'll go ahead and recap all the first events. So it started today with the girls 100 meter. It was CeCe Warsham from Temple Christian won that event with a 14.65. And then the girl from Dayton Christian, Aurora Schubert. And then Delphus Jefferson's Liv Linderman came in third at a 14.71. So first, second and third were 14.65, 14.66, 14.71. And then Grace Moeller, freshman from Marion Local, came in, clocked in at a 15 even. So she'll be moving on to state as a freshman in the 100-meter hurdles. So good for her. Boys, 100-meter hurdles were next. Colton Reese from Versailles is going to be your winner today at 14.74. Alex Underwood at a 14.93 out of Georgetown. Chaz Miller out of Dixie at 15.04. Logan Phillips out of West Liberty Salem at 15.07.
The 1600 is off. Trevor in 4A should be really close to the leader, which is a 3A. So he's going to be right on his tail.
He's getting out really hard. He's right now he's looking like second place.
I love the aggression here from Trevor. He knows he has to get out early.
And he's probably just
one
meter behind the leader.
And he is sitting on first place at the first 300 mark.
Yeah, he's running in lane two here with, is that Minster or Versailles in the orange? Right there on his hip, and he's on the leader's hip.
Looks like there's a Jack Grishup from Minster who's sitting at fourth place right now.
So Trevor's leading now. Trevor took the lead at
the lead.
At a pace of exactly 1 minute, basically, when he crossed the finish line, he was at exactly a 1 minute. So that'd be obviously a 4 minute pace. You're not going to hold that up.
I love this aggression from Trevor. He's such a distance runner, but he knows for the mile he's got to get out early. Let's see if he can hold it here. He's got the distance. He's just got to keep that pace.
Yep. Can't back off here. That's the big thing.
See if he can hold on here. Minster looks to be coming back a little bit. Back down to fifth. Trevor holding a slight lead here in the second lap.
So coming through the third turn of the second lap and rounding into the fourth turn, Trevor still has got the lead.
About 600 meters in here. No.
Trevor's still holding the lead here. 700 meters in.
Have we decided who's in second here? Second and third?
I want to tell you it's Matthew Lee from Enzonia. It looks like an Enzonia jersey. Which would be another local kid. So Trevor's still looking really strong here after two laps in. Let's see if he can do it here.
Going through at 2:08, so that would be a...
very strong time. I put him at a 4:16.
4:16 pace. Expect him to back off a little bit here on the third lap.
You got to be top four to go to state, as we mentioned earlier. But we know Trevor's going to be looking for a first-place finish here. at least top two.
So with that in mind, the top four have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack. We got Trevor and 1 meter back, then another meter back, and then a couple meters back. And then there's probably a 10-meter gap before you get to fifth place,
I would say.
So if they can maintain that and keep those four out front, then all four are going to be moving on to state in the 1600 meter. We round the third turn and heading into the fourth turn.
I'm looking at Trevor's form here. It's starting to lack a little bit, but he still looks really strong. He's gonna just got to focus on his pace here, strides.
Looks like he let that Ansonia kid overtake him. I'm going to try to just keep pace with him.
So Matthew Lee actually has a 4:33 as well.
So Trevor,
he's currently leading the field.
Slid back into second. He's actually about 2 meters behind as they cross the finish line with one lap to go. But again, the top four, which will make it to state, have really distanced themselves. They probably now have a 20-meter.
I would say 20, 25. Well, and I think that kid in Minster is in third.
We'll see. These exchange zones are 20 meters, so that'll give you some judge here.
Trevor goes back to third place.
15.
Trevor's going to fall back into fourth.
Well, with
which is okay. He's got a 25-meter lead on fifth, so he's just got to be top four.
Yep.
We got 200 meters left. If he's got anything left, he's got to about pour it on here, about the 150 mark.
Going into the third turn.
Yep, looks like he's going to be solidly top four here.
I like to see him at third place here. I think he's got something left here.
Yep, he's right on the heels of third place. First place has opened up about a 25-meter lead. And a 15 meters back on the next runner. Trevor's going to solidly stay in fourth, I believe.
Yep.
Come on, Trevor, finish strong. We got about 10 meters to go. He's going to cruise across in fourth place.
4:27, so that's a big improvement from his last time.
So Kellen Riker from Jackson Center, he would be your winner.
Okay.
We should have known that.
Yep. Yeah. So he ran exactly what his C time was out of 4:27, is that correct?
No, he went 4:20.
4:20. So Trevor ran a
4:26.91.
So that's by far a.
So Kellen Riker from Jackson Center at a 4:20. Matthew Lee from Ansonia at a 4:23. Larkin Woodward from Summit Country Day at 4:25. And then Trevor Heitkamp at 4:26. And then I thought that was Marion Local. Troy Stuckey from Marion Local is going to come in fifth at 4:28.78. Look at this. Jack Greasup from Minster also with a 4:28.78. They're going to have to go to three digits, 3/100ths of a second, 3/1000ths of a second to figure out fifth and sixth. And that could be, I guess it's not necessarily going to be important, but let's always keep in mind the top four automatically qualify for state, but fifth place, and then therefore sixth place here because they're tied, do have a chance to take that wild card. And you guys explain the wild card, why we've got that.
Robbie, go ahead.
So there's 9 lanes on the track at Jesse Owens, and so they fill all 9 lanes, and so 18 people advance. And so they take the top 4 from each region plus 2 more to fill all 18 spots. There's 4 regions. Top 4 makes 16. 2 extra spots are filled by the top 2 fastest times that did not get top 4 at their regional meet.
Yep, so I would guess that, I'll tell you what, I would guess that Troy Stuckey from Marion and Jack Griesdorn from Minster would have a legit shot at taking those last 2 spots, but you never know. You don't know what's happening.
I'm sure they're going to be checking the other region's results shortly.
Constantly. Which again, is how our 4x8 girls relay team got in. They took the 5th spot, which was the first of the wild card spots that were open, and that's what got them in.
I have a question for you guys. So Troy and Jack from Marion and Minster both ran a 4:28.78, and I guess they would look at the thousandths of a second here.
Just the thousandths there.
Okay. It's very interesting.
And I don't know that they'll put that up on finish timing. But they show Troy Stuckey in fifth, and they show Jack in sixth. So I'm assuming that they have that already figured out.
Yep, I would guess so.
Yep. So Trevor Heitkamp takes a fourth place spot, and he qualifies for state. So at this point in time, we have the girls 4x800. Which is qualified for state. We've got Mara Pearson, who won the long jump for the girls. She qualifies for state. And now we've got Trevor Heitkamp qualifying for the state in the 1600 meter. So with that in mind, the next race that we will have someone in is at 7:25, which is the next race up 2 minutes from now. You can see the girls coming out onto the track. This is the 4x100. So 4x100, we've got Kiana Matsuda, junior, Paige Guckenbiller, junior, Anna Reisner, sophomore, Mara Pearson, junior. So good for the track program. If you go down this list, the only senior we've got here of all the runners is Megan Diller in the 4x400. So we've got all underclassmen coming, which obviously bodes very well for the program coming back next year. So it looks like I got to get myself straightened out because since the last time we were here with Robbie and Drew, I guess, the finish line was on the other side of the stadium, correct?
That is right. Correct.
Yeah, it was on the south side, so they resurfaced the track. And they moved the finish line over to the north side of the stadium.
I think they did that about 2 or 3 years ago. I know I was here last year. It's a little bit confusing coming from the south end of this track to the north end, but the surface is all redone. It looks super nice.
How much of a difference can you tell track to track as far as surfaces? Can you tell?
Yeah, it's very significant, especially in shorter sprints. In shorter sprints, you want a harder track surface. And so a lot of the tracks we would run on during the regular season would be soft surfaces, better for distance running. And then you get to these last couple meets and you run on these collegiate-level tracks or whatever, and they're much harder surfaces, typically Mondo surfaces, which is a rubberized track surface. And you get quite a bit more give off the ground, which really can improve your times a lot. So it's a number of factors that make these meets faster than the rest of the season for us.
Yeah. Mondo surface would be what Jesse Owens has in Columbus. Feels like you're bouncing off the track. It is a very nice surface. That's what the Olympics always uses, is a Mondo surface.
Yep.
So
we're moving into, again, the 4x100. Girls, Kiana Matsuda, Paige Guckenbiller, Anna Reisner, Mara Pearson. I'm hoping that's the order they're running in. I can't tell from here. You know what? I've got some in my bag at the very end. I've got the
that's
binoculars.
Kiana leading off.
Kiana's leading off?
Yeah.
Okay. So according to the prelims, Minster has the fastest time at a 50.89. And actually, we have the second fastest time at 50.97. Now, we're actually seated third, even though Lehman Kathmick had a 51.26. They ran in a different heat. So as the winner of the second heat, they gave them second seed, is the way it was lined up.
Well,
so
we have the preferential lane placement anyway here at lane six. That's a very good lane placement for the 4x1. It definitely puts you in a great position to do well.
So you ran the 4x1, so explain why. So first seed always gets fourth.
They get the fourth lane in high school, and then in college they pick their lane, and they'll typically pick lane six.
Really?
Yes. So lane six, you have people to chase off the start, but you have a pretty preferential stagger, and your exchanges, if you notice, are all on straights.
Ah, so an advantage. So we can see the girls, they just set on their mark, so they are getting in their blocks. It'll be on their mark, then it'll be ready. Then you'll hear the gunfire. So Kiana will lead it off. So again, Minster, Lehman, Fort Recovery, Fort Laramie.
Set. There they go. Kiana's going to lead us off here.
It's always tough to tell at the very get-go where the stagger.
Not seeing anyone blow anyone out here.
Yep, the stagger's pretty solid. So
pretty
handoff
starts.
Lane 7 right now has the fastest. Oh.
Paige has to get moving
come
here.
On,
pretty good handoff.
Yep, but lanes 4 and 5, which would be Minster and Lehman,
looks
I believe.
Looks like we're sitting about 5th right now.
Oh, not the strongest handoff right there. Anna Reisner, come on, kick it in gear.
Anna's got to get moving here.
Come on, Anna.
Dropping back to 7.
Come on,
Mara's really going to have to work here.
Yep, Mara's going to have to really go. Come on, Mara. Come on, Mara.
Decent handoff. Mara's got to go.
So we got about 5th place, 6th place right now. We got to catch him. We got five in front of us. Mara's catching some people.
Mara's
She's going to move up into fifth. She's got a chance. Maybe. Whoa. Yep.
I think that's top four.
I think that's fourth.
And Lane 2
going to be close. Lane 2 came up.
Lane 2 is right there by Mara.
It looked like
so. Minster takes first at a 50-68. Fort Laramie in second. Lehman in third. Fort Recovery in fourth. Lehman in third. Fort Recovery in fourth. So we qualify for state by 1/100th of a second.
Wow.
Over Finneytown, which was the guys charging up in lane two.
Mara Pearson.
Mara.
Hats off to you.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Great finish.
Excellent finish.
She caught three runners.
Yep.
She absolutely kicked it in gear. Mara is having herself a day, a win in the long jump, and now she kicked it in to bring them to state. Can see her out giving Coach Vasey a high five out on the inside of the track.
They might consider switching up the order for the state meet, I would think.
Get
someone
out front?
Yep. You want that second leg to be strong because that's a long leg.
So what do you mean by long leg? Explain that so people understand it.
So you're getting the handoff early in the zone, and you're going to give it late in the zone typically. So you're going to run about 110 meters as the second leg. And the first leg and the third leg are the short legs at about 90 meters each. The last leg and the second leg are the longer legs because it's just the way that the track lays out, because the straights typically will run longer legs, and so you typically want your strongest two runners in the second leg and fourth leg. So
that is good to know. So Fort Recovery comes in fourth. Again, Kiana Matsuda to Paige Guckenbiller to Anna Reisner to Mara Pearson, and they come in fourth, and they are qualified for state. So at this point now, Anna Reisner has to turn around
and get ready to run.
And get ready to
about
run.
6 minutes here to
get her legs as fresh as she can be at this point in time.
Probably was a smart decision, like you said earlier, on only jumping once with her 18-2, expecting to move to state, because she's going to need her legs here. But wow, what a 4x1 finish.
Mara used those big time. So, wonderful. We've got two more qualifiers. We got four qualifiers so far at this point in time.
So the boys 4x1 in the blocks right now, we have Marion Local with a 44-1. They're going to be your favored seed. Other local teams, we have St. Henry with a 44-4 and Anna with a 44-49 in lane 7.
So of course, we always want anybody
Looks
local
like,
to make it.
Seven of the top eight seeds are all in the 44s here, so it's going to be a tight race through the
Should
whole
be
thing.
Very exciting.
It's really going to come down to the handoffs on this one, so really, really an open field here almost. So,
what do you think, Rob? You going to go to sub 44 today?
I would hope so.
So we'll talk about the 400 meter dash since that's the next one with Fort Recovery in while the boys are getting ready here. So again, Anna Reisner is going to be seated seventh at a 101.63 when it's her turn. Maddie Merritt from Legacy Christian has the best time at 58.54. Then Addie Swearingen from Fairlawn at 59.43. Shout out to Jeff Hobbs, who was at Fairlawn for a number of years. And then Carly Biesecker of Covington. Then a new Knoxville girl, Sahana Shade, a freshman from New Knoxville, is seated fourth. Girl from Minster, Cameo Cedarleaf, is seated fifth. Summit Country Day at 6th. Anna Reisner, obviously our runner, seat at 7th. So she'll need to knock off three people. Should be about a full second.
And they're off here, and the boys 4x1. Excellent start from Marion Local.
Again, Marion has the top seed.
Herod Allen?
Allen East. So Allen East in 5.
Marion looking pretty good there in lane
Allen
4.
Allen East winning right now. Looking pretty strong through.
Excellent handoff from Marion.
Yep.
Well, but they got Henry right there, too.
Yeah, Marion's got a little ground to make up, though. Coming around the corner, fourth turn, coming into the final straightaway.
Marion up by Marion there.
Yeah, Marion in second.
Henry and Anna, all three are in top four here.
Yep. Allen East is going to take it.
Winner.
Marion's going to be in
fourth.
Ooh. Marion, St. Henry, and Anna.
Marion, wow. St. Henry, and Anna.
All the local teams, 2, 3, 4, all going to state.
So Allen
like
East.
43-36.
Yep, Allen East did a 43-36, as Robbie said. Anna took second.
Yeah.
St. Henry took third. Marion Local took fourth at a 43-83. Again, Marion was the top seed coming in. It's all about handoffs. Is that right, Rob?
Yeah, this race really is very technical. Comes down to the handoffs. Comes down to how people are running on a day. You know, there's four people in that race. That was only a couple tenths off of their seed time. So really can't be disappointed with that performance, especially when it gets you to state, you know?
Absolutely.
And it looks like Anna and St. Henry both broke 44, which they had not done yet. So
wow.
Congrats to them.
Bunch of 43s. Look like Delphus Jefferson with a 44-1 something, which would be very close for a wild card.
So, while we are, am I seeing this right? While we are down here getting prepped for the 400, they are doing the medal presentation. And that's Trevor. We're right there in fourth place, right?
Fourth place, moving on.
Yep, so Trevor's up on the podium in fourth place getting his medal. Just making it official that he is moving on to state. So hopefully he's back there getting his legs. He's going to go sit down, relax a little bit, because he's got a 2 mile coming up in about 1 hour, just under 1 hour.
He's got some time to rest here. Better make use of it. Yeah. Drink some water.
So I always love the fact that, I mean, the minute they're done, they're taking their shoes off and walking through the grass. So explain that for those people who don't understand track very well. Why are they doing that?
Because their feet hurt.
Because it feels good.
Because you wear shoes that are two sizes too small, basically.
Yeah, that too.
You know, it's not preferential to wear shoes that are too small. You should wear shoes that fit is something that I have learned through my years of track. But, when you're leaning into those turns, you're putting a lot of pressure on the side of your feet. And it really does put some wear on your feet regardless, and you need to get those shoes off as quickly as you can afterwards.
Especially when Robbie's running at a 300-meter indoor course and getting his ankles all screwed up. I remember that in high school.
That was fun.
Is lost my train of thought, but that's okay.
Anna Reisner, the girls 400, should be getting ready to go here.
Yeah.
So she's in lane 8. So she's on the far outside. What do you guys think about running in lane 8?
I would rather be lane 8 than lane 1.
Yeah.
Simply because, like Robbie said earlier, you have people to chase. I love seeing people shoot.
No.
That's all messed up.
Sorry.
I'm thinking of lane 1.
So there is a benefit to running in lane 8, and that is that the curves are much lighter, and so hopefully she doesn't lose as much time when she's going in and out of the curves here. That's really how you have to make use of it, because she will be running alone for this race without anybody to look at.
So she's got to set her own pace. She's got to just go and go at the pace she knows she can go.
Yep.
And she knows she needs to take about a second off of her time to get into those top four to get a chance. Again, Anna, just a freshman. Anna's a sophomore. I didn't mean freshman. Anna's a sophomore.
They're in the blocks.
Her dad, Matt, helps with the track team.
Yep.
Christy, her aunt, is the head coach.
Oh, pretty good start by Anna.
I agree. She went out fast.
Wow.
She put separation between her and the seventh lane. So she looked strong.
So yeah, lane 8, you really got to make your own pace here. Anna is starting out very strong, understanding that she has to be out there.
Yeah, but they're coming back. They're coming back on her. She's
going
to have to start kicking it in.
Well, if she can maintain this, that's a strong time. She's going throughout about 27 here through the 200-meter mark.
Okay, so she's going to make the turn, the third turn out of four. So she's coming into the fourth turn in fifth place, I would say. She's going to have to really kick it in gear, though, because she's probably got 10 meters to make up. Yep.
Looks like she dropped back a little bit.
Yep.
That's...
She's back in seventh, which is about her seed time. Lane four, again, was the number one seed, and she is going to win that. Maddie Merritt.
56. Legacy Christian.
Yep.
At 56, that's extremely impressive.
Wow, that's fast.
Yep, that's a good time.
That's state winning time.
That's top two, top three for sure, easily, if not.
So Anna's going to come in seventh, which is right where she was seated. So, unfortunately, doesn't get her a chance to run at state. Yeah, Maddie Merritt at 56-43. That's honestly, I was thinking state the year Cassidy was there when Robbie, when you were down there and stuff. She ran like a, she ran a 101.01, I remember, and she was, I don't say
she went sub one to make it though.
Right, she did, but I don't remember anybody running a 56.
Yeah, that's an impressive.
That's
time
extremely
for sure.
Impressive.
Addie Swearington of Fairlawn of 58-66. Cameo Cedarly from Minster came in third, so she improved her time at a 59-52, and Carly Biesecker of Covington at a 59. They jumped it; they changed it already. I didn't. What was Anna's time? I didn't even look at it.
61-62 coming in. You know, in Anna's position, that's exactly what she needed to do in lane eight. She knew she had to get out early, and
she did.
Yep.
But she just couldn't hold it.
She got the boys 400 now. Looks like the top seed is Brandon Rogers from Cincinnati Christian. Second is Trevor Stearns from Parkway. Third is Wesley Shane from Marion Local. And fourth seed here is Caden Wisman from Williamsburg. Other local people in the race, we have Braden Brumigan from Ansonia and Ashton McMurray from New Knoxville.
So next up is for Fort Recovery race is Kiana. Kiana's going to come in the 300-meter hurdle right after this race. So we've got the boys 400. And then we've got to, we move into the 300-meter hurdles, take a little bit of time, get the hurdles back out on the track. Anna's time, for those of you guys listening, a 102.63. So she was a second off of her seed time, which was a 101.63. But quite honestly, it didn't matter at that point. 101.63 would have still been in seventh place. So she had to go to 1.24. To even move up into sixth place. So she would have had to take in, a second and a half off just to even get up into sixth. Get to fourth was a 59.74, so she would have had to take in, again, 2.5 seconds off her seed time and 3 seconds off of her time today to get there, which is a long time in track terms.
That is. Yeah.
So good season, though. Sophomore, again, got a lot of running ahead of her. She's going to be a good one.
Yep, and she just made it to state in the 4x1 a little bit ago. So
that's exactly
she's
right.
On the state, regardless,
she's going to be there. So again, boys 400 lining up.
As Robbie said, lane four is a 50.63. Really good conditions today. Guessing probably about a 50 flat to win it here.
So Drew, give us your time. You ran 400 right at state.
I did. My best was a 49.97, which was at districts. Which I was just happy to break 50. Looks a little better than a 50.0. But
and do you remember state times? What did it take?
State times for Division III would probably be around that high 49 flat. Probably be right in it.
To make finals, you mean?
To make finals or to. To place in finals.
Marion Local coming out strong. Looks like he might be leading through the 200 mark here.
Looking really good out there.
So the Shane from Marion Local, that might be Fort Recovery blood, actually.
Probably.
Actually, I think it is.
If it's a Shane, I'm sure it is.
Looks like coming into the last 100 meters, he's in third place, and Sonia is in fourth place.
He's going to have to kick it in. He's got to stay.
Trevor Stearns and Parkway. Going to come in second.
Yep.
Oh, he's dropping back.
Come on.
Oh, he's dropping.
Doesn't look like our guys
I'm going to say sixth.
Yep. Doesn't look like any local guys for top four there. Just
really curious to see that top place there.
49-88. So Cincinnati Christian. Trevor Stearns, though, local, came in second at a 50-39. So Parkway gets their first runner at state that I know.
So we do get a sub 50 time.
Yep.
So
Wesley Shane came in fifth. I thought it was sixth, but he came in fifth at a 50.88. Boy, that's interesting. He looked like he fell back a little farther because 50.83 is what he needed to do to get to state. So again, you never know. There's two wild cards out there. He was only 5/100ths of a second off of fourth place. So it all depends on what happens around the rest of the state.
Yep.
Right. So, two wild cards to make it because of the lane nine.
Yes.
So
there was also Ashton McMurray from New Knoxville was running in that race. We didn't bring his name up, and he came in seventh. So, again, Wesley Shane from Marion Local. I could be wrong, but I think that's Fort Recovery blood in there. He is going to need to take a wild card spot, so he's going to have to wait and see.
50.88, that's going to be really close, but I would not at all be surprised if he does make it to state. So I'm sure I'll be looking at everything really closely here in the next hour or two.
I think that's a fun thing to do is that, you know, you come in that fifth place and you're just, you know, you're living on your phone. You're looking, you're trying to find out, you know, are they done at the other areas? Are they not? And what time was it? And it's kind of a fun.
I think it's more fun if you get top four, though.
Good point. Don't have to worry about it.
I know Cassidy Martin actually had the wild card. Was it three or four years ago? She was on that fifth line, and she ended up making it because of that wild card.
Yep. I think 1 year our region took every single wild card spot. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind is that we have a very strong region compared to the rest of the state.
Absolutely. Yeah. I actually was looking at the 4x800 where we took the wild card. That's why we're there. We took the wild card. And I think our three times, like fifth, sixth, and seventh, were better than any of the other times in the other regions.
Yeah. Yep.
So, do you think that has something to do with the track? I mean, if the track's better, you're running a little better?
I mean, for sure it has to do with conditions. I mean, it's not apples to apples when you're comparing two different races here. But we got Kiana Matsuda up here in the 300 hurdles in lane one. So she needs to jump a couple spots in the seating here. But
what do you think about from a hurdle standpoint, running in lane one? Is that good? You're chasing people down? Doesn't matter? Does it cause you to get off your stride? I know you ran some hurdles, Robbie.
So in the 300 hurdles, you're not really counting your steps or anything like that necessarily. So it shouldn't really make too much of a difference. But she will be chasing the whole time, which typically can make you run a little faster. And this is typically not an all-out sprint for the girls' race. So the lane being a little tighter shouldn't affect her too much. Well, it's going to be about hurdle form here. See who trips and who doesn't trip.
So the girls 4x100 team is down on the podium, also with their fourth place finish. And you can see them down there getting their awards. Good for them to see them down there enjoying themselves. All four of them down there. Yeah.
I like seeing Kiana.
Missing. Who's missing?
Kiana.
Kiana. Obviously, she's running.
Yep.
Yeah. So hopefully the girls can be right there when she comes around that final turn and can cheer her on.
Looks like they're on their marks here, so we're about to go into set position.
So come on, Kiana.
And she's got a chance to make state here.
She's here. She made it in the 4x1. Now she wants to do it alone in the 300 hurdles. And their mark set. They're off. Again, it's pretty hard to tell at the beginning, although it looks like you can tell by the hurdle. I'm going to say she was in.
She's going to have this curve to her advantage here. People in front of her, she knows where she's at.
A little bit of a stutter there.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Yep, she's got to make up some ground here. She's got the inside, though, of the curve. She's going to be coming around the corner in about, it looks like, eighth. She's trying to catch seventh.
Delphus Jefferson in first place at the moment.
Come on, Kiana. Come on, Kiana. I think she's going to stay in eighth. She's going to catch somebody. They're kind of coming back to her a little bit. I think she's going to finish the day in eighth. So
I think her seed time was about exactly what her final is going to be.
Again, it seems like there's some fast times out there today.
Yeah.
Conditions are pretty optimal, though. So
yeah,
you expect that kind of thing.
So Liv Linderman, Adelphus Jefferson, wins it at a 45.53. Kiana's going to come in eighth at a 48.81. What was her seed time?
48.74.
Yeah. So 0.07 of a second different. So ran about the same time. Give her all the credit in the world.
I always think it's a little easier to go lower when you have a whole crowd here like this tonight watching you. A lot more competition.
But Kiana is at state with the 4x1, and she's still got a shot at the 4x4. So, again, she's one that's going to need to rest her legs for a little while. So at this point, our next race is going to be Natalie Brunswick. So we're going to get to the two-mile races. We've got Natalie Brunswick at 8:15. So we've got about 25 minutes. And then we've got Trevor Heitkamp following that up at the 3,200 meter. Again, Trevor's already made it in the 1,600 meter, the 1 mile. Now he's got the 2 mile coming.
So Trevor has, is that the, I guess the 3 seed today? Looks like there's a 9:40 from Jackson Center. Is probably your top seed.
Yeah. Again, that's Reichert, right?
Correct. Yeah. Who? So he's the third. Who won seed. The mile? So,
again, I'm going to go back. I think he might have Mercer County blood in him.
he's got the name, that's for sure.
Because there's a Reichert, and I know they're Mercer County, right there on St. 274, Henry. On your way okay. in that has a drainage company, and somebody told me. That
he, Greg just knows everybody.
He was from that
even
that household.
He does.
But so we'll see.
Yeah, Kellen Reichert, a guy Trevor probably knows very well. Probably raced against him at districts, right? Jackson Center would be at districts. Probably.
You would think so, but Trevor won district. I don't think Jackson Center is at our district. Okay,
I don't think so either. We go north for our district.
Yep, I don't think Jackson Center does. So I'll tell you what, with that, we're going to take just a couple quick commercial breaks, and then we will be right back.
Daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. Regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
An easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. The big Memorial Day weekend is coming up, and that means cookout time. Or maybe you're having a graduation party to prepare for. Just remember that Wayne IGA has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for a roaster full of their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecued pork. just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day party at Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more. Wayne IGA will be open from 10 to 4 on Memorial Day, Monday, May 29th. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
And we're back. So the boys' 300-meter hurdles are running right now. Had the first false start of the night. And I was just asking Drew, I'm seeing all eight athletes out there. Wasn't it a few years ago that if you had a single false start that you disqualified immediately?
Disqualified. Somebody had to be disqualified. But I wasn't actually paying attention fully to understand what it was, if it was a false start or why the horn was blown. But we did have eight finishers.
So while we've got a few moments, we're going to go ahead and recap a lot of the events, especially the Fort Recovery events as we went along. So the first thing on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, which is the preliminaries. They have the preliminaries for most events, but they do have some finals events, some of the field events, and then some of the final relays. The 4x800s were run Wednesday night, and the girls, again, as we've said all along, came in fifth place at a 9:48.80, so they got one of the wild card spots in the state, so they're moving on. That included Ellie Will, Kennedy Mollenkamp. We haven't mentioned her name, so we got another girl heading off to state. Megan Diller, she's going to have a chance again a little bit later tonight in the 4x4. And then Natalie Brunswick, who we're going to see here in a little bit in the 3,200 meter. So, again, good to get a few other athletes there. So Ellie, Kennedy, and Ellie did not qualify in the 1600, so she's still going to be going to state. So we got Ellie Will, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Megan Diller, Natalie Brunswick going, Mara Pearson going, Trevor Heikamp, Kiana, Paige, Anna, Mara. I didn't keep track of how many that is, but that's a nice group. I think we're at 10 or 12 athletes going down to state already. So again, 4x8, fifth place, take the wild card, are moving on to state. And then today, the first one, Mara Pearson in the long jump. And we asked Mara if she could come up here a little bit later. We'll get a chance to talk to her. But I see her down on the podium right now getting their fourth place finish in the 4x1. So they're down, on the podium. So hopefully some of those girls will come up and we can get a chance to talk to them in a little bit. So Mara's going to state. Also supposed to be jumping in the high jump tonight. Boys' high jump was Lucas Atchison. Unfortunately, Lucas was involved in a little mishap yesterday, ended up getting a concussion, and was unable to jump tonight. So you feel really bad for him.
Yeah,
he qualified, I think it was second in the districts, if I remember correctly, was seeded fourth, I think, coming in. So he had a real legit shot to make it on to state. And unfortunately, just a mishap on the last day after school with some friends and ended up with a concussion and was unable to come tonight. So, but what a great season Lucas had. Ellie Will ran in the 1600 meter. Unfortunately, she didn't quite make it on to state in the 1600 by herself. She finished 12th. Trevor Heikamp led quite a bit of that race of the 1600 meter. Ended up fading back just a little bit. Came in fourth, but obviously takes an automatic qualifying spot on to state. So Trevor will be there in the 1 mile or the 1600 meter. Then next up was our girls 4x100 that we said was just standing out there on the podium. Kiana Matsuda, Paige Guckenbiller, Anna Reisner, Mara Pearson. They came in fourth just by, again,
1/100th of a second.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Mara probably took the baton and was in sixth.
I would say a solid sixth.
Yeah.
Came in sixth.
Jumped a couple spots there.
Jumped a couple spots on that final leg. She absolutely killed it. She crushed it. Anna Reisner had to go back-to-back, and, you know, I started thinking about this. You know, you saw Anna start to fade. She came out strong, and she started to fade. her legs had to be dead.
Yeah.
You know, she had just got done running the 4x1.
4x1, and you could tell her strategy, which is the smartest thing you could do in lane 8. She knew she had to set her own pace. She knew where her time was. She knew what she had to do to get fourth. Obviously, it didn't pan out, but she has to be proud of her performance.
Absolutely. You know, her body just, it had to be tired. Plain and simple, it had to be tired.
That's the thing about the 400. I know Robbie mentioned earlier about your lactic acid and your 200. You don't feel it till after the race. The 400, you really do feel it during the race, around that 300 mark, which is why it's so entertaining to watch people run that race.
Yep, somewhere between 43 to 45 seconds is when your lactic acid builds up, gets to the point where you can really feel it in your legs. So that's
yeah. So at this level, obviously, we had some sub 50 times today. So I mean, that last 3 to 5 seconds, you're really feeling it.
So when you say that, again, for those of us who don't run as hard as you guys do, when you say you feel that lactic acid, what do you feel? What happens?
Well, let's just be clear here. I haven't ran since probably after high school. But, yeah, your lactic acid really builds up. And really, it feels, I don't know how to really explain it. It just feels like your legs are 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Really?
It makes it very hard to move your joints and lift your hips up and get your knees up the way that you would like to run with your proper running form.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best at it can really do it regardless, though. So the 800 is coming through the finish line here.
So. A little closer. The 800 for the girls are just finishing. I'll tell you what. Wow. There are,
Oh, wow, man,
the girl collapsed, absolutely collapsed. She was in fourth place.
Yeah.
Fourth place, and in the last...
We got three girls on the ground here.
Last 20 meters.
In the 800.
You could see her legs just completely turned to jelly, and she fell across the finish line, probably in about sixth place.
Yep.
Two other girls went down also. There was a battle for fourth place.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was a battle for fourth place.
That's why the regional final was so entertaining, is because, you know, to get to state, really, that's all it is. That extra little push at the end might be all you need. That was an entertaining finish.
Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
She still has not gotten up. The winner was from Minster, won by about 5 full seconds, so...
Yep. Taylor Roth, it seemed like that last 100 meters, she just kicked it in. She had more left in her tank. So Delaney Kittner from Summit Country Day came in second. Carolyn Hamilton from Legacy Christian came in third at 2:21.29. And Annie Himmelgarn, another Minster girl, came in fourth at 2:21.94.
Taylor Roth from Minster would also be the anchor in that 4x8, which obviously got first and is going to state as well. So,
yep, and I'm sure Annie Himmelgarten was in there as well. So,
right.
You know, those two girls are now going both in the 4x8 and the 800. So, again, I think Minster...
They got her up.
Did they? Yeah, her legs have given out. They've got her up, but I don't know that she can stand on her own at all.
Nope, it looks like they're going to carry her.
I think that is Molly Seaball from East Clinton.
Yep.
She's got the right colors. Kind of looks like the jersey. Man, we hope she's okay. She gave it everything she had. She was right there in fourth place, and her body just simply gave out. So a girl from Fort Laramie, Miley Chateau, came in seventh. Looking at some other local. Caroline Whitlock from New Bremen came in 11th. Girl from Arcanum came in 15th. So local-wise, again, two Minster girls are going to be moving on. 800-meter run from the boys. We've got Jack Greasup from Minster in there. Looking for other local. Andrew Pullman from Marion Local will be out there.
Got the Jack Greasup again from Minster, the 159.
Yep. Matthew Lee from Anzonia. We saw him a little bit earlier. He was in the 1 mile, right? He's the one who came in third in
That's
the one
correct.
Mile from Anzonia. So he's doing a... 1 mile and then the 800. His legs have got to be dead.
This is going to be a really fun race for fourth place. Very aggressive start.
So again, 800 meter, two laps around the track.
About 26 seconds at the 200.
So after the boys 800, we've got the girls 200 and the boys 200. So Robbie, that's what you ran right into college, correct?
The 200?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Robbie just graduated from Fordham University out in New York, two Saturdays ago, right?
No, last Saturday.
Last Saturday. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Just one Saturday ago.
Yeah.
So, enjoyed your time out in New York City?
Of course. Ran some track in the Atlantic 10. Got to see some competition, so it was pretty exciting. Looks like they were going through just sub one, so we're probably going to be fighting here for a sub 2 minute time.
Who we got out front? Man, he's got almost a 10 meter lead. Well, it's tough. We don't recognize uniforms yet. I'd say Minster's in second. I can recognize that uniform. Boy, but that leader is absolutely, he's got a 15 meter lead.
Yep. Looks like he's going to be
Say that's that Caleb Satan.
Sub two.
From Cedarville, maybe?
Yep, looks like the Cedarville. That's what I see.
Jack Greasup.
Looks like he's going to go through at about 155.
Boy, kid from Minster's got to move. He's got to
get moving
here. He's got to go.
I think he might take it.
Ooh, I think fifth. I don't think he got there.
Greg says he didn't get there. We'll see.
Drew says yes.
I say yeah.
So,
I don't know. It should be really close.
A 154.98 for Caleb Sultan from Cedarville.
Jack Grish up for fourth place.
You
hear the cheers from Minster. I knew it was going to be close.
He got it by 3/100ths of a second.
That's all it is.
3/100ths. Must have been the perfect lean over Ethan Davis
from Houston.
Wow, that's exciting.
So, again, you got to feel like Ethan Davis has got a shot to take one of the wild card spots.
Those sub 2 minute times really are pretty strong finishes. I think it's likely that that Houston runner will get one of those wild card spots.
And you know, you got to believe then,
that Newton Local might also get one here. There's a clear separation between sixth and seventh there for sure, over a second.
So the top six runners all ran a sub two, a 154.98 won it. Frank Reithman from Fort Laramie at a 158.22 came in second. Lincoln View's Connor Baldoff came in third at 158.24. So, again, 2/100ths of a second separated second and third. Jack Greasup, I didn't think he did, but apparently he did.
He was way back there, 200 to go.
Did.
Seventh place. He knew he had to get moving, and he really kicked it in that last 100 meters, and he made it happen.
Yep, he did. Ethan Davis from Houston, as we said, Seth Coker from Newton, all sub 200. So,
if I was a betting man, I'd say that Frank Reithman would be in relation to Jake Reithman, who won state, was it 4 years ago in the mile and the 2 mile.
That's right.
I don't know what Jake ended up doing after high school.
But if I were a betting man, I'd also say that those two guys that ran sub two are going to take probably the two wild card spots in the state and end up. So at this point in time, we get to move on to the 200-meter dash. Again, Robbie, we'll go back. Just dead out sprint. What? Tell us about the 200. What was your strategy in the 200?
There's no strategy in the 200. It is run as fast as you can. the most important part here will be not the start. In the 100, it's always the start. In the 200, it's how you convert from the curve onto the straight. So watch them come off that straight and see if they are getting into their proper running form off of the curve, and that will typically determine who's going to finish the best.
Big advantage, middle lanes, inside lane, outside lane. What did you like running?
I mean, you want one of the middle lanes. You want between 3 to 6 are the preferential lanes, which is why they give them to the top four runners. But really, in the 200. On a full 400-meter track, there's not too much that you can do wrong with lane placement. So you just don't want to be an 8 because then you can't see anybody.
So Cece Warsham from Temple Christian, and I've seen her name in the track circles. She's pretty much won most races she's been in. She is going to be seated first. That Maddie Merritt is going to be seated second. We've heard her name. She won, not too long ago. Ooh, false start. Or at least they're going to pull them back. Again, Robbie, when it was your time, and I was asking Drew the same thing, wasn't a false start? Didn't somebody end up getting, whoever false started got kicked out?
Yeah, that rule was only for high school, and I think they might have changed it for high school. So you get the yellow card, not an automatic disqualification, typically.
So two false starts and you're out.
Yeah.
But you get one shot at.
Yep, yellow Good. Card, red card. So
I can remember back when you ran that we just thought it was terrible that you'd get kicked off on one false start.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even in the Olympics, I can remember they would give you two shots.
I like the rule change. Mm-hmm. If that's true, I definitely agree, especially at this level. You work so hard to get here, then one little slip up.
So again, looking through, Cece Warsham, Temple Christian, yeah, seated first. Maddie Merritt, Legacy Christian, seated second. Nigel Robinson from Finneytown, seated third. Addie Swearingen from Fairlawn, seated fourth. And you heard the gun in the background, and they are off. I'm going to say that Cece Warsham has a pretty commanding lead at this point in time. Really only a meter, I should say. Maddie Merritt is closing fast, though, and it looks like she's going to catch her. Those two are going to be 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. Looks like the four best times as they were seated came in top four times. So maybe just not in the exact same order. So looks like Maddie Merritt, Legacy Christian, with a 25.56. Again, about a half second better than her seed time. Cece Warsham second, Nigel Robinson in third, Addie Swearingen out of Fairlawn, came in fourth. Alex Kesson from Delphi St. John's comes in fifth. She'll have a chance at one of the bonus spots.
Yep, they have quite a tailwind here on that race, so would like to see if those are wind legal or not. It doesn't really determine anything other than seating for the next meet.
Kylie Williams out of Minster came in seventh, and Olivia Stolle out of LCC came in eighth. If I remember right, Olivia Stolle was over there jumping against Mara over in the long jump, and I think she came in second over there. So if I'm right, I know it was a Stolle. There's a lot of Stolles up there at LCC. So next up then will be the boys, 200 meter.
I believe that's the 300 hurdles on the podium.
Yes.
I believe that's Owen Rindler from Marion Local, who will be moving on to state.
And Colton Reese from Versailles up in the number one spot will be moving on to state as well. So again, boys, 200 meter. Colton Bishop out of Twin Valley South has the best time at a 22.67. Where's that fit, Robbie? 22.67.
That's a little slower than our region usually goes for the winter, but you don't know what they're going to do here. So typically we have about two or three guys go sub 22. So my senior year, that dude went 21.4.
That's right.
What school was that?
Bearhoff from Kaleida.
Oh, Josh Bearhoff.
He holds the state record in the 200. So
he was flying.
Went to Findlay.
So he had a lot of success at Findlay as well.
I'm sure, yeah.
So it doesn't look like we've got anybody local in the 200 meter at this point in time.
I'd consider Jefferson local.
Delphus Jefferson?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it's about it.
Lima Central Catholic, then, if you want to go up that direction. Lima LCC. Perry.
Boys 200's off and moving here.
We just see Jefferson a lot in track is the only reason I would consider them local. They're at a lot of our meets.
We're missing the runner in lane two.
Lane four, Colton Bishop out there in first place.
He's got a commanding lead.
Excellent. Yep. Excellent finish there.
Really, the top four spots, there was separation there.
See that going sub 20, 22, though.
22-34.
So 22-34 is Colton Bishop. We'll be moving on to state.
Braden Austin, Summit Country Day, came in second. Jacob Hirschberger of Allen East in third. Malcolm Blunt from Yellow Springs in fourth. So those four will be moving on to state.
No local schools there, but
no.
So next up, back to Fort Recovery races. So again,
finally.
That's right. 8:15, I believe, is the time, if I remember right, that this one will start. Yep, Natalie Brunswick running in the 2 mile. So Natalie, from what I can remember, set a lot of the records, I think, back in junior high.
Yeah.
But I got to get my timing right because this is the COVID classes. So
yeah, you're right. She would be, she's a junior.
She's a junior. So she might have missed. Am I getting my years
she
right?
Might, she might be grade. Just past COVID.
Seventh grade would have been when it would have been 2020 then for her.
So she might have missed her seventh grade track season. Maybe got back for the eighth grade track season. Because I thought she held some records in the junior high.
I want to say she broke the mile record, if I'm not mistaken.
It's very possible.
And I guess that would be eighth grade.
So now she's a junior. 3,200 meter is her race. If I remember right, let's take a look at it. Where she's seated in that race.
So that will be eight laps around the track.
Looks like the top seed is an 11:22 from Botkins, which would be an Elena Mann.
Is that who won the 1600 as well?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Looks like she has a pretty commanding first, other than, there's another girl from Botkins at 11:26.
She's hiding at the
and
bottom here.
I think
here.
She came in fourth.
Brittany
there
Arnold
were two
from
Botkins.
So girls. Expect some yellow and black in the top two.
Yep. And then it's about a 30-second drop-off to third place. I think West Liberty 152 there.
I'm not going to rule her out at all. I think she's got a solid shot at
and
fourth place
here. It looks like Natalie is seated fourth.
So Elena Mann, you said, is the top seed?
Elena Mann,
she won
11:22.
She won the 1 mile.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, and then that Brittany Arnold, she came in sixth.
Okay.
So got to be an advantage for Natalie with the fact that those two have already run a hard mile.
She has quite a bit of ground to make up, though. It's about a 30-second difference between the second place and third place here.
So who else we got coming? Let me compare in the 1600. Did any of the others run the 1600? Who's seated second?
Second would be the 11:26 from Brittany Arnold, who placed sixth.
So the two
third
Botkins.
Would be the
11:52 West Liberty freshman.
So Malia Miller.
Don't see that she ran. Doesn't
Who's
look
not on there. So.
Nope. So she did not run the 1600.
So yeah, Natalie's seated fourth here in the 2 mile. Obviously, solid shot to make it to state. She's just gotta get it recorded here.
So same as we said before, in the 1600 meter, is that there are 16 girls out on the track. So two start in each lane. I can't see. Looks like Natalie is in lane 7A. Is that right? Is that what that's showing?
Yeah, 7A.
7A. So she'll start on the inside of lane 7.
So start is going to be important here.
Yep. It looks like she definitely took off.
Yep. So they have to go 100 meters, and then they get a cut down into lane 1 here. So
as Greg called the waterfall in the mile. So 100 meters, and you cut down into lane 1.
So, again, she is in the pack. There's four out front.
Solid start.
I see, I would say, a Botkins girl, two Minster girls, possibly, and Natalie.
Yep.
And then the other Botkins girl I can see is on the inside.
It looks like Elena has got a solid start, and then there's a massive pack for second.
Right, and Natalie's leading that massive pack for second. So Natalie's in second, coming into the third turn of lap one of eight laps.
Expect this other Botkins girl to make a move eventually. There's a Minster girl in the mix here and a West Liberty Salem girl that Natalie will need to compete with here for the fourth place spot.
Natalie looks comfortable.
Natalie just has to find her pace here and stick to that pace.
So the two Botkins girls have decided to go out and run by themselves out front. So they're going to set their own pace. I'm sure they were training partners. They run all the time. So they understand. So the first lap was at about a 1:20.
Yep.
Natalie looks like she wants to be top two. Just the way she's running, she's really trying to be in that front pack, which for the 2 miles,
yeah, she's interesting. She looks like she's going to try to stick with these Botkins girls as long as she can.
Yeah, they're not letting the Botkin girls, you know, again, they've got the definite lowest seed times, and they're not letting them run away.
That seems to be the strategy.
Pack of five is starting to separate a little bit here.
Seems to be the strategy for, obviously, Trevor and a lot of these, obviously, Anna Reisner in the 400, is to get them out early and to put them in the position to win.
It's interesting. The Botkins girl that was leading is now in second. The other Botkins girl has opened up about a 5 meter lead. So you wonder if those two have talked about strategies such as, you know, okay, you lead at this point in time, and then I'm going to drag you, I'm going to kick it hard and drag you along for the next couple laps, and just work together to set that pace, because we just got done talking on the lane, on curve two, that everybody was together, and now they're going to cross the finish line after lap two, and they've got about a 15-meter lead.
Looks like they're maintaining that 120 pace.
So we got two Botkins girls out there, 15-meter lead. Then we have Natalie Brunswick along with two Minster girls right behind her.
And I'm West Liberty Salem, and I don't know that red uniform.
Let's see if I can take a guess by looking at the... Could be one of the East Clinton girls.
I doubt that. Based on their seed times, okay. I don't think it's...
I wanted to say Laramie, but there's a 12:24.
It's probably Covington, I think.
That would make sense. I would agree with that as well.
Natalie's in a solid third place here. Yep. Botkin's still a good 12, 13 meters ahead.
Yeah, I would say they haven't separated further. You know, I would actually say Natalie's reeled them in couple meters.
Yep.
You know, maybe just a little bit.
Looks like these Botkin girls are maintaining a pace very consistent.
But you can see the Botkins girls are switching spots. Again, I think they're...
Which is all part of the strategy, I'm sure.
Absolutely. But I would say Natalie's taken 5 meters off, so instead of 15 meters, maybe down to 10. But there's a pack of three. Natalie's in front of the pack of three, and then it's back another 10 meters.
So this is through...
This will be the third lap of eight.
Third lap of eight.
And we're at a
410.
410? Yeah, makes sense.
Yep, so her seed time is an 11:53. So we have the two Botkins girls are seeded 11:22 and 11:26. And then Minster girl, 11:49. Other Minster, and then West Liberty, 11:52, and then Natalie at 11:53. So she's going to be right there fighting for that fourth place spot with this Minster, or third and fourth spot with this Minster and West Liberty Salem girl, it looks like.
So again, we've got Botkins out front, one and two. Again, back around a 15-meter lead somewhere in that neighborhood. Natalie sitting in a third with the Minster girl right in her hip pocket. And then the West Liberty Salem girl, probably 5 meters back. She's dropped off just a little bit.
Yep.
And then there's about another 10-meter, almost 15-meter gap back into sixth place. Sixth and seventh, and then some gap eighth, ninth, and everything. So if Natalie can stay and keep that pack.
Yep.
She looks strong right now.
She does. Yeah. She looks good.
Her pace looks very good.
Yep.
Getting to the halfway point of this race. Looks like the leader is going through at 5:36.
I think having that Minster girl on her hip is very beneficial.
Yep. So Natalie at a 5:41. Minster girl right there. That's that Margaret Himmelgarten, right? Or is that Mary Niekamp?
Maria Niekamp has an 11:49, which is 10 seconds faster than the other Minster girl. So
okay.
I would say Maria is on her hip there.
Yep, and then Chaney Cedarleaf is the other Minster girl. But she's back a little bit.
Yep.
So again, now the Botkins girls have probably gone to a 20-meter lead. And actually, the one out front of the Botkins probably has almost a 10-meter lead on the second Botkins girl.
Yep, they do not seem to be running together anymore.
Nope.
Maybe there's some competition there.
A good 15-meter gap from fourth to fifth, too. So
yep.
Things looking pretty good now for Natalie. Yep.
Maintaining a strong third. The Minster girl seems to be content with riding on Natalie's hip.
Yep. She wants to sit in that fourth place spot and see what she can do at the end, it seems like.
Yep. And Minster, you know, from what I've seen, always seem to have a really strong kick at the very end.
Yep.
So I think she knows where she needs to be.
She's in a great spot at the moment.
And Natalie is exactly where she needs to be, about 20 meters ahead of fifth place here. So definitely staying in that top four group.
So again, the first Botkins girl.
706.
Has probably got a 10-meter lead on the second Botkins girl. And then about a 15-meter lead on Natalie and Maria Niekamp from Minster, which is in third and fourth. And then there's about a 20-meter gap, I'm going to say now, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yep.
For fifth, sixth, and seventh, kind of a pack there together, which has the Cedar Leaf, Cheney Cedar Leaf from Minster. We think West Liberty Salem, is that what we had said?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like Maria is going to make the move into third here. Natalie's got to make that decision now to hold or to potentially move back into fourth.
Yep.
It looks like she's going to fall back into fourth. You know, maybe this will be good. Yeah. Maybe it'll drag her along a little bit.
Give her someone to be on her hip pocket instead here.
Right. But she's falling back a little bit. She's got about 3 meters, 4 meters back behind the Minster girl. The Botkins girls, again.
She still looks comfortable.
The Botkins girls now, the second place one has caught up to the first place one.
Yep. And they're about to lap somebody, so they're in a good spot here.
So the first runner gets lapped on the 2 mile.
I'd like to see Natalie stay close to Maria here. That's kind of the pace that'll allow her to easily make it to state.
Yep.
Yep, and there's a girl coming up pretty quick here.
This girl in
still,
fifth place.
Still about 20 meters back, but
you can see her making a move.
Yep, 800 meters left in the race about.
Miss Maria Niekamp, she looks really strong, though. In third place, Natalie solidly in fourth.
Yep.
So we got 2 laps to go. Again, Natalie in fourth place. Needs to stay in the top four, qualify. Yep.
Minster separating out a little bit here. Looks like first and second, and then a big gap to third, and then a little bit of a gap to fourth with Natalie, and then we got about a 10-meter gap between her and fifth place here.
Come on, Natalie, be strong.
Yep.
Natalie's going to lap the last place girl that we talked about, the Botkins girls, lapping a while ago. Come on, Natalie. That gap from fourth to fifth is now down to about 10 meters.
It's going to be an interesting finish here.
Yeah. About 600 meters left.
Yep, come on, Natalie.
The gap is down to about 5 to 10 meters now.
Yep.
And she's looking back a lot.
Yep, and not only that, fifth, but sixth and seventh are catching up as well.
This is where a 2 mile race begins for Natalie.
Yeah, she is going to have to.
She knows where she's at.
She's now caught with the girl on her hip pocket here. Looks like she's going to get passed and drop down into fifth place.
Yep, and sixth and seventh are right there also, just right behind. Natalie's really going to have to start to kick it in.
She's got a little over a lap left.
Yep.
She's got it.
I'm not a distance runner, but it looks like Natalie needs to swing her arms a little more. You look at all the top runners, and their arms are pulling them along at this point in time.
She's going to need her arms here.
Yeah, her arms are going to have to pull her.
To go here. Well, she knows where she's at. She's looking back. She's got about 15 meters to fourth place, but she's falling back. She's got to get moving.
Yep, she's going to have to move, and there comes the Minster's Cedar Leaf. So Natalie now has fallen back into
sixth place.
So she's got to catch two people here.
Her strides are lengthening. She's using her arms a little bit more.
About 300 meters left in this race.
She's got about 15 meters of ground to make up. She wants to go to state.
Yep. Come on, Natalie. Come on, Natalie. Wow, Cedar Leaf from Minster absolutely, it's like she just turned off switch on.
Yep.
She just moved into fourth, and she is cruising.
Yep, looks like Minster's going to take third and fourth. Botkins going to take first and second.
Yep. Botkins is on the straightaway. Elena Mann, we believe that is. is about 10 meters, and she's going to finish in first at 11:26. Second Botkins girl is going to come in right behind. Minster is going to come in third. Here comes Minster in fourth.
Maria Niekamp with 11:35, solidly in third place.
Fifth.
And so Natalie going to finish out at sixth place, going to be checking those wild card standings quite a bit, I bet.
She's going to need a little help.
Yep.
So she ran an 11:50:15. So a little bit off her seed time, if I remember correctly. What was her seed time?
11:52, I think.
Was it?
So mild improvement there.
Yeah, it was a
couple seconds.
11:53.7.
Okay. So she took 3 seconds off.
Right.
But, so 11:26 for Elena Mann of Botkins. Brittany Arnold of Botkins at 11:29. Maria Niekamp of Minster at 11:35. Chaney Cedarleaf at 11:43, also out of Minster. So again, as Drew said, Botkins will take 1 and 2. Minster will take 3 and 4. Covington's Eliza Long came in 5th. And then Natalie Brunswick in 6th at 11:50. So, as Drew just said, she's going to be looking at her phone quite a bit here tonight to find out whether 11:50:15 will get you a wild card spot. Either way, great season by Natalie, there's no doubt. She won a lot of races this year. And
so as we're waiting for these last couple girls to finish up, guys will be getting ready to get on the track here, coming up on 8:30 very quickly here.
Trevor looks like he's got to get into his moment here. He's been warming up for the last 10 minutes. You can tell how much this means to him just by kind of watching him.
I talked to Bob and Laura when we were down watching Mara do the long jump, and they said Trevor was a little more nervous than what he normally is. That I think
This is a big stage for him.
I would say those nerves probably went away after he got fourth in the 1600. This is just dressing, you know?
Yeah. So, but the 3200 is what he prides himself on.
This is definitely Trevor's race. He's definitely a distance guy. And when he gets to that lap 6, 7, 8, that is where Trevor excels. So he's going to be fun to watch. I'm excited to watch him.
Again, he told me the same thing. He wanted to come out strong. He wanted to get out front of the pack. Didn't want to have to fight through traffic. So it'd be interesting to see how strong he decides to come out. So the final runner, actually, of the girls 3200 just finished. So just coming off the track right now. So again, Natalie Brunswick with a sixth-place finish of 11:50, she's going to be watching the scoreboards from across the state to find out if there's any chance that she gets to go to state in the 3200 meter. Regardless, though, she was part of the 4x800.
She's going to state.
She's going to state.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 4x8. So she'll be there regardless.
Exciting. So,
but it'd be nice to see her be able to make it as well.
I'm curious to see how Trevor's going to start this race. Obviously, in the mile, he really got going there. But with the 2 mile, I would kind of expect him to see him in that middle pack and watch him move up.
So what we're going to do here, Mara Pearson was able to join us here. We're going to let the boys get started. We'll kind of call the first lap, let's say. Let's see where Trevor sets out, and then we'll get a chance to ask Mara a few questions. Thanks for coming up here, Mara. So, gun sounded. Trevor started, was he in 4A? Do you remember, Drew? 3A? So he looks like he went out. Yep, he went out strong. He is, other than someone came out of lane 8, which obviously they had a little bit of advantage out front, but Trevor came out really strong. He is in a strong second place once the waterfall dropped down into lane 1, and he is catching the guy that came out of lane 8 right off the bat. So at this point in time, Trevor is, I'll say, 1 meter behind the guy that's running first, and it looks like Trevor's probably going to try to take first if he can get around him here. So they're on the fourth turn of lap number 1 out of 8. Trevor's looking very strong. It looks like he wants to
lock in here on the second place spot.
Yep.
And
so,
just run with him, it looks like. No separation between the pack yet.
Yep, the whole pack is together. Trevor's basically a footstep behind first place as they finish one complete lap at a minute 10. So they're on a 1:10 pace. So while we've got some time, because we've got seven more laps to go, Mara Pearson, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
So you have had yourself quite the day.
Yeah, it's been crazy, that's for sure.
Yeah. So tell us about the long jump. We don't get a chance to broadcast that, but for those who don't know much about long jump, you guys had preliminaries.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you do it in different heats, right? Or different, I guess they call it heats.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So the lower, the eight that came in with the lowest distances, they each get, is it three jumps?
Yes.
In prelims?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you had to wait and watch those eight jump.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top eight will get a jump in their second set of prelims. So tell me, how were your jumps in those prelims? Walk us through those three jumps.
Yeah, so my first jump, it was nice and warm, so I didn't have to worry about warming up too much. But my very first jump was not too bad. I knew I needed to clean up like my start a little bit more, kind of get that stronger. So that's what my main focus was going into my second jump, knowing, you know, I had a jump that would make me, you know, go into finals. So I just wanted to try to fix some things going into there.
Good. We're going to interrupt for a second. Trevor really crossed the finish line, I would have said, in first place. But there is a pack there, and it's a pack of, man, there's no separation. The top eight, Trevor's kind of stuck down on the bottom. And he's probably in about sixth place now, but it's just a great big pack.
Yep.
So it's tough to make any distance. So, again, he's going to have to fight through. He's going to have to fight through a little bit of traffic here. Okay, so your first jump you felt good about. Do you remember what the distance was on your first one?
I think that one was a 17:11 and something like that. So
that's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's pretty darn good. That pretty much made you feel comfortable right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah, for sure. And knowing that, you know, what more I can do if I clean up my start. So
you were in first place after that round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so going into the second jump, tell us about that one.
So my second jump, I was trying to kind of work on my start more than anything. And my start felt a lot better. It was definitely like baby steps towards it. And then my jump, I was able to get a 18, I think. So, I mean, it was a little bit better, but I knew I really just had to kind of ride that out and see where it brought me.
So that was 18.05, if I remember correctly.
That could be, yeah.
So for those of you guys who don't know, typically in girls' long jump, 17's going to win most meets.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
16-something. Mm-hmm. So Mara's a foot ahead of that at this point in time, so she's feeling extremely comfortable. What do you mean by cleaning up your starts? What do you have to do different?
So pretty much at the beginning, it was kind of, coach kind of compares it to like getting out of blocks, kind of just making sure I'm running off of both feet. I always start with my right footed head, and I try to overpower my right foot. So just trying to even them both out and keep a nice, clean, strong stride to the board.
So you felt good about your second one.
Mm-hmm,
obviously
yeah.
You would. Okay, hang on. We're going to look down. So the top two runners have kind of separated themselves at this point in time, which is Jackson Center. I always forget Kellen Reichert. And I'm not sure the other runner. Then 3, 4, 5, 6. Trevor has fallen back into 7th. It's kind of a pack of 4. And Trevor's just right behind that pack of 4. But he's going to have to get through some traffic to get where he wants to get to. He's not in a bad spot. You know, 3-4 meters behind that pack. And again, there's a lot of race left. So he's in a fine spot. But he's got a little bit of work to do.
Is that through 1,600 meters?
That should be halfway point. So he should be at the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a 5:10 pace. That would make sense. Okay, so Mara, so that's two jumps in, and then you've got one more. And for those who don't know, you're allowed to pass if you want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, explain that.
Yeah, so pretty much that's kind of what I did at districts was I jumped two jumps. I just wanted to save my legs, so I passed my others. It's pretty much just so you don't get disqualified for not jumping. You just make sure it's okay with the official, and you just get the pass. Yes.
Okay. So you get to skip it, save your legs.
Mm-hmm.
So did you take a third jump in the prelims?
I did, yeah. So I wanted to still try to finish up my, like, try to clean up my beginning run. So I did it, but I popped off weird off the board, so I didn't really get what I wanted. I think a 16-something, but overall, I was happy with my start and going in the finals.
Absolutely. So the finals then goes down from 16 jumpers to 8 jumpers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 3 more opportunities in the finals?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And you took a jump on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And 17-something? I don't remember.
I think it was 18-2.
18-2. That was your best? That's right. 18-2 and 3/4.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended up being your best. And then...
Yeah.
You skipped the last two
yes,
jumps.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
At that point, nobody was coming close.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And, I mean, it was very warm, so I didn't have to re-warm up or anything. And I knew I had it. And my main focus then was the 4x1. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And let's talk about. So, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
As the regional champion for the girls' long jump.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about that 4x1 because you ran a tremendous anchor leg.
Thank you.
We figured you took the baton in about sixth place,
mm-hmm.
and you brought it up to fourth to take a trip to state.
Yes. Oh, it was so exciting, that's for sure.
So, let's pause for just a second. We are at lap 6 out of 8. Am I right?
Sounds
I got my
right.
timing right? And Trevor is still in that 7th place. There's a pack of 4 right in front of him. So he basically, the two front runners, Kellen Reichert from Jackson Center, and again, I'm not sure who the other one is. We'd have to look at the times. They have separated themselves by 100 meters, if you will.
Yeah, about 85 about meters.
Full length of the straightaway on one side. So they are kind of out there. So the battle is for 3rd and 4th, and there's 5 people in that battle, mm-hmm. Trevor being one of them. But Trevor's probably about, he's falling back a little, 10 meters off?
Yeah, 10 meters off of
the
probably,
pack.
He's probably, yeah, about 15 meters back from 4th place, which is obviously the spot he's looking to get here. So
yep, so he is going to have to start making hay here pretty soon. And I hate to say, he doesn't look like he's gaining on it right now.
Mm-hmm. So that is the bell lap. So there's 1 lap left for the top runners here.
So Trevor.
So coming in with about 550 meters left. He's about 15 meters back still.
Yep. He's got a little bit of ground. He's got quite a bit of ground
yep.
to make up. Just doesn't look like he's gaining. So you got to hope that he's got a lot left in the tank for this last lap.
Yep.
So the 4x1. Did you think you caught her when you got to the finish line?
My main focus was St. Henry. I didn't even know there was another behind them. So my main focus, since they were right beside me, was just trying to catch up to St. Henry. I had no idea. I didn't even know what was really going on. Everything was so loud. I didn't even hear Anna say go or anything. So, yeah, the first thing I did was ran over to the results and see if we made it or not.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Said, did you feel like your handoff was clean coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Everything felt good coming in?
Yeah, no, for sure. And that was our biggest worry since we just started this relay district prelims. And our prelims, it was a little shaky handoff, so that was our main concern. But, you know, we executed very well.
So wait a second. I didn't know this because I haven't followed the track well enough. You're saying that the 4x100, the group that you're running with, the very first time you guys ran together was district prelims?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if I understand right, you guys broke the school record in the 4x1?
Mm-hmm, we did, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was originally our 4x2 relay. And then we kind of was like looking at numbers and we knew we could make it further in the 4x1 if we stuck to that. So we kind of just did that last minute and it worked out really well for us.
So down this final stretch, Trevor is sticking in that 7th place. It looks like he is going to finish in 7th place. So comes in at a 9:57.80. Again, good for 7th place, but it really rules him out of state because there's only 2 extra times that can take the wild card spots, and he is going to be a spot out of the wild card. So he ran a 9:57. I'm not sure what his seed time is. I think he was a little better than that in his seed time. So
yep, 9:52.
But he is moving on yep. in the 100, in the 1,600 meter.
Yep, in the 1 mile.
In the 1 mile. So not going to move on in the 3,200 in the 2 mile, which was actually his more favored race. So surprising that he got in on the 1 and not the 2. But now, I hate to say it.
There could have been some wear, too, from running such a strong 1600. I mean,
absolutely.
That was an awesome finish by him in the 1600, so he might have been a little bit more gassed in this 32.
And now his strategy at state, you know, it changes because now it's just one race.
Yep.
And now it's just flat out everything I got. I don't need to leave anything in the tank, which you never know, you know. You never know. So... unfortunately, didn't make it in the 3200, but he is going to state in the 1600.
Yep, like to see a podium finish from him in that in the 1600 at state.
Yep, that would be really good. So, Mara, you are done for the night, but what, two events?
Yes.
Two state qualifiers.
Yes, very exciting, yeah.
Gotta be happy, gotta be happy. So we've just got the 4x400 left. So at 8:45 is when it's supposed to start. That would be right now, wouldn't it?
2 minutes from now.
Two minutes from now. We've got Kiana,
and it
Ellie,
looks like they're on the track already.
Mega, and Anna. So one more shot for another group to make it to state. But let's look through this list here. Am I right? Kiana's in already. Ellie is in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Megan is in. And Anna is in. So everybody running in the 4x4 has already qualified for state. So everybody's going that's out there. This just gives them another event to make it in. Mm-hmm. So what did you all participate this year, Mara? What races did you run? What field events did you all do?
Yeah, so I did the long jump, of course, as well as the 200 and the 100. And then we kind of was piggybacking off of the 4x2 and the 4x1.
And track, you're only allowed to do four events on any given night. So you're always going to do the long jump, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the relays, the 4x2, 4x1. Were you in most, well, did you do the 4x1 during the year, or you just did that when districts came up?
Just when districts came up,
so
yeah.
So you did the 100, mm-hmm. the 200, and then the 4x2.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your four main events.
Yep.
So seems like a pretty darn successful track season. You guys were district runner-ups. How did you finish in the MAC? Third? What I'm trying to remember.
I think we were third or fourth, one or the other, yes.
Yep. Minster, again,'s got 18 million girls.
Yeah.
So.
I actually talked to the one. I think they said 44 girls on their track team.
44 girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely crazy, but that's awesome.
Yes,
we
for
might
sure.
have had four girls.
Heck, we got 10 of them going to state. Let's look at this. How many do we have going to state? Do you guys, how many came down? So we got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
I got to look because we got them on back sides of paper. So 5, 6, 7, 8. Say there's 8 girls going on to state, if I have that correct. Could be 9. 8 or 9 plus Trevor. So we either got 9 or 10 kids moving on to state for sure, which is awfully exciting and great for the track program. Mm-hmm. So I understand you ran winter track this year, correct?
Yes, I did.
So explain that, or what's that consist of?
Yeah, so pretty much who I ran through was True Speed for the winter. They're a team based out of Dayton, Miamisburg. And it was very new. It was more of like a club team, you would say, because many other schools, they have like an indoor school team.
Mm-hmm.
We just do not, so... I did it through our club, and so pretty much it was just like any like AAU or travel team. So I would just run under their club, and I predominantly did long jump, but I also did the 200 as well.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. So you're actually talking probably to the three guys that did the most indoor track of all time.
Yeah.
Because you got Mara, you got Robbie, and you got Drew that ran indoor track through high school. You guys...
We had a Fort Recovery club team when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had quite a bit of success indoors. It was a lot of fun.
That's right. You guys won state in the 4x100 in the indoor.
4x200.
4x200.
That's awesome.
Yes.
It was you and Butch Shane?
Yep. Me, Butch, I think it was Jared Timmerman, and Riley Pearson.
That's right. Yep.
What?
Owen Moore.
Oh, yeah, right. Jared Timmerman was not. Right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a photo finish with Chaminade Julianne because indoors combined Division 2 and 3.
Yeah.
That's right. I do remember that. And that was up at the Spire Center up in Cleveland. Did you guys you run up there as well or jump up there?
Yeah, I did there once, yeah.
It's a pretty cool facility.
Oh, for sure. Very nice.
So again, let's tomorrow. We appreciate you coming up and talking to us. Exciting for you.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
Friday is state. Is that right? Prelims?
Yes. Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know if is long jump only on one of those 2 days for you?
I think it's only on Friday.
Only on Friday.
Yes, that's how it was last year. Okay. So yeah.
Well, good luck to you. We appreciate you coming up. Have fun. Go celebrate with all your
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we are going to get ready for the girls 4x400. One more chance for some girls to go to state. They're in the blocks, and they're off.
Yep. So we are back. Girls 4x400 finals.
They are seated fourth here.
Seated fourth. Going to be an interesting race here.
Seated third. I'm sorry.
Seated third out of lane three. Kiana's going to lead us off here.
Kiana is running first. She will do the first lap around the track. Ellie will do the second lap around the track. Megan Diller will do the third lap. And Anna Reisner, sophomore Anna Reisner, will bring it home.
She's got a little bit more time than 5 minutes to,
to
get
she
ready for
this
She
needed to get her legs rested.
That's the thing about the 4x4. You usually have time to rest after that 2 miles.
Right,
so.
But you know what?
Not much separation between the teams coming through the first 300 meters here. Looks like a
decent start for Kiana.
Yeah, very, very solid start. You don't cut down until 500 meters into this race. So,
very
Come on,
exciting
Kiana,
race.
Stay
Stagger
strong.
Is still in effect.
So, yep. Kiana and Anna have both run.
This is a very important handoff right
their
here.
Their third race of the day.
Ooh.
Not a good handoff.
A little bit of a bumble on the handoff.
Oh, look at that. Who was that? Lane five?
Yep. She fell and rolled, but she stayed in her lane, so there's no disqualification there.
Okay. So, again, us
Ellie
non-track people.
The only way you can be disqualified is if you get in somebody else's way.
Okay.
Right. You can go out of the lane as long as you don't get into somebody else's
movement. And if you're running and you get out of your lane, it's three consecutive lefts or three consecutive rights. So it's six consecutive steps outside of the lane is what is allowable in high school. So it's pretty hard to get disqualified for lane violations unless you get in somebody's way. So we are sitting in the back of the pack right now, but it's quite the pack right now. So
seventh place is where we are. Ellie is in seventh, but as Robbie said, there's quite a pack.
Come on, Ellie, let's go.
Minster, as usual, is out front. Come on, Ellie, be strong.
Yep.
Finish strong.
Strong finishes.
This is where you get tired. You can see it. You can see it on Ellie. She's getting
tired.
Megan
has to get out early and get in front of this pack.
Yep. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, Megan. Megan had
more tumblage.
I see a yellow flag. Is that yellow or is that
there
mean
is a
anything?
There is a yellow flag up, but I don't know
because Megan had to dodge somebody.
Yes, but that typically will not disqualify them because they were ahead of them. So
okay,
there's really no way.
Wow,
when it's
so
a handoff
Megan,
like this,
Megan is cruising.
Megan's
that
cruising.
Cruising. Yep.
Now this is her first race of the day.
Moving
so
up
she,
to sixth,
she should have the.
She's got to get herself in a position for Anna to
take a run.
To get this fourth-place finish here. That is a very good backstretch. Let's see what she's got
Come on,
here.
Megan. This is her first race of the day, so she should have the freshest legs.
She's looking
really
good. A strong finish here
would really help us out a lot.
Very good. Anna's got to put in a good race here.
Yep. So one, two, three, four, five. We're in sixth. We've got about 10 meters behind.
This is doable.
Fourth, it's doable, but Anna is really going to have to kick it in.
Yep.
Here we go.
Come on, important handoff. Go, 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 go. Anna's got the baton.
See how much adrenaline can I...
Wow.
Wow. That one girl is just moved up from fourth to second.
Hey.
Wow, and she's kicked it in. Yep.
She's going after Minster.
Let's
20
go.
Meters ahead of her.
Minster's got the lead. Anna's starting to kick it.
She's going
to
get in fifth place
here.
She's
going to come in fifth, but she has got 15 meters.
Plenty
to
of
get.
Ground. She's got to beat the girl in the green shorts.
I think
Anna.
That's Anna.
Yep.
She's got to catch Anna. She passed. There we go.
Okay.
We're up into fifth.
Come on.
She's got about 10 meters.
This girl in second might hit a wall. So.
Yep.
She's got something left here.
Come
here
on,
we go.
Come on, Anna.
Let's go, Anna.
Around the fourth turn into the straightaway, the final straightaway. She's got
here we go.
Five
she's
yards.
Catching.
Here we go.
She's catching.
She's catching him.
Yep.
Come on, Anna.
Come on, Anna.
Come
go.
On, Anna.
Very close.
She's got Anna. She's passing.
Moved into
in
fourth.
The fourth. Come on. Just keep it up.
Just maintain here. Yep. Easy fourth place.
Keep going. No.
She stumbled and didn't finish the race.
She thought she saw a white line. She thought that was the finish line. You could tell by her body action.
Yep.
She thought she was at the finish line.
So that's a looks like a disqualification for Fort Recovery there.
Oh. Man, she ran strong.
Yep.
She passed everybody she needed to pass.
She did what she had to do.
She did.
Was in the position.
There's
a white brake line 10 meters before the finish line, and we think that she thought that that brake line was the finish line.
Absolutely. I absolutely think she saw that because you could see her slow down at that point in time.
Wow. Okay, so they did not disqualify us, but we ended up 8th
place.
But
we came in 8th. Oh, you have to feel terrible for all the girls. But, again, you know what? Man, they ran a great race. Unfortunate ending, but man, she passed everybody she needed to pass.
Yep.
She did everything she needed to do. So, and let's keep in mind, every one of these girls are going to state.
Yep. Right. So we have 8 girls going to state, and Trevor Heitkamp will be joining them. So
it's a solid group.
Solid
going
group
to state.
Of 9 people going to state this year.
Yep. You got to give Coach Diller, Coach Vasey, all the coaches on the track program a lot of credit for pushing the girls and the guys, doing what they need to do to make sure they get that opportunity to go down to state. You two have both had that opportunity to go to state. What's it like to kind of run at Jesse Owens?
Hot.
It's always hot, especially the finals.
And actually, this year's going to be no different. I think it's supposed to be in like the upper 80s.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
The whole time.
It's a
but
fun experience.
You're running in front of, what, 5,000 people?
Probably.
I would say north of 5,000.
It's a big environment. Lot of people there. You know, competition's obviously crazy. Just got to make sure you warm up well. There's not as much space to warm up, not as much time to warm up.
Hydrate day before.
I think Mara's the only one doing 2 events, if I'm correct here.
Let's see here.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they'll all just have the 1 event, which should be nice and easy. It can get exhausting running 8 events over the course of 2 days or whatever. So it'll be nice that hopefully they run and then come back the next morning for finals. So just the 2 races for everybody.
Well, we have to say, you know, a very successful day when everybody you bring down here ends up getting to run in some race at state level. So we're not leaving anybody behind. Yep. You got to be happy for everybody. They're going to get their chance to go down, get to the state meet, run at the Jesse Owens, spend the weekend down there. So, excellent day for Fort Recovery Track. Got no complaints.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for having us out here.
Congratulations to all the athletes and to the coaches. That's a huge accomplishment.
Huge accomplishment.
One final wrap-up we'll go through. Again, 4x800 of Ellie Will, Kennedy Molenkamp, Megan Diller, and Natalie Brunswick. They are off to state. Mara Pearson wins the regional in the long jump. She is obviously off to state. Trevor Heitkamp came in 4th in the 1600 meter. He is off to state. The 4x100 relay team of Kiana Matsuda, Paige Guckenbiller, Anna Reisner, and Mara Pearson are going to state. And then
Natalie Brunswick will be checking her phone all night to find out if the 3200 time was good enough.
Should be about finished with that.
Yep, Natalie will have one chance to find out whether she's got enough time to get there. So, anything further to wrap up, boys?
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and Greg, thanks for doing this. It's great for the community.
You know what? The track team needs their love, too, you know?
Absolutely.
And we need to build that track program, you know? I'm going to Marion Local, I think Tim Goodwin on the football, basically said if you're not playing basketball, you should be running track.
Absolutely.
And Marion had 40-some boys running track again this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, and
it's fun to see, you know, obviously we did the indoor, like when we did it.
Yeah, I'd bring it down. And then Minster, you know, Minster had 44 girls.
Right.
Marion's got 40 boys, you know.
Yeah.
Track is, if you want to win as a team, you got to have enough people in every event. Plain and simple. You got to have the numbers because you get points scored for every event that you do well. So
we won with 11 guys.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you guys were exceptional. So that's our plug. Anybody out there listening, you know, track.
Tell your kids to sign up for track.
Sign up for track.
Right.
You know what? You don't sit on the bench. Everybody plays every meet.
Yep.
You know, everybody gets that opportunity.
Makes you better at every sport too.
It does.
That's the thing. Like some of these guys that play football in the fall, why don't we have everybody running track in the spring?
Absolutely.
Like Robbie said, you know, this is such a great way to get in shape for literally any sport.
Yep. And you hear NFL, college guys, everybody.
Yeah.
So many of those guys ran track.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So many.
Even DK Metcalf went to a Diamond League meet and ran a 10-4 or something. So, and he's a 6'8", 225-pound receiver. So,
yep.
Impressive.
I'll tell you what.
Impressive dude.
Run track. That's our last plug of the night. So, for Neil back at the studio, we appreciate you letting us come down and talk all night long. And we hope that you guys have enjoyed listening to Fort Recovery Radio and to the regional track meet from here at Troy, Ohio. Have yourself a good, long Memorial Day weekend. Have fun.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.